to the Alpine Camp podcast. We're recording today in the Alpine office right across from the dining hall. It's a beautiful spring day. Got the camp dogs in here with us, Scout and Camper, asleep on their bed, happy, and they're ready to see some campers this summer. I'm Glenn Brazil and joined by my wife Carter. We're the directors at Alpine. Carter, how you doing?
Well, Glenn, I'm doing great, and it's always exciting this time of year because the weather is starting to become warmer, and it's making us long for those summer days when your boys are here. I would also say if this is your first episode to listen to, and especially if you're a new parent, I would go back and listen to episode one, because it has a lot of information just about the welcome packet and some helpful tips on packing and getting ready for your child to come to camp. And today we're going to be looking at food at camp, the medical side, and then also homesickness.
Yeah, and again, thanks for listening to this. Our goal for this is to make your son's transition into camp as smooth as possible this summer, and also just a great way maybe for you to get some information about Alpine in a different format. As we said last time, maybe you're on a walk, or maybe you're on your commute or dropping off the kids at school. And we know that we send out a lot of information every spring in our parent handbook, so maybe this is a different way to digest that and hopefully helpful. We're really excited that you have signed up your son for camp this summer. And so let's dive in, Carter. As you said, we want to first talk about the food at Alpine. And I would just start by saying, if you don't know, Carter's parents, Dick and Alice O'Farrell, Dick started Alpine in 1959, and one of the first things that his parents told him when he bought Alpine, he said, whatever you do, you've got to make the food really good. And so that was a core central focus for Mr. and Mrs. O for many, many years. And those of y'all that camped at Alpine back in those days, remember Mrs. Crow, our legendary cook, who cooked here for many, many years, and many of her family members, including our head cook, Ms. Gail, now work in our kitchen. And so we do think food is a big deal at Alpine, and we eat our meals family style. So you will get assigned to a table. When you come to camp, you'll sit at a table with probably 10, maybe 12 boys, and there'll be two or three counselors at every table, and you'll come in and sit at that same table at all three meals. And the kitchen boys, we have high school boys, many of whom were campers here, they get to come back, and it's actually a really fun job, but they work really hard, and they serve the food family style, and we pass the food around. So, Carter, do you want to kind of dive in and talk about any thing related to food?
Well, I will emphasize, like you mentioned, Glenn, just about the family style. Just to kind of zoom out on our philosophy of the dinner table at camp, we do like that boys sit down with the same group, the same two counselors every meal. We're also re-emphasizing some of the same things you are at home, just passing the food, waiting till everyone is served. I think it's just important for them living in community as they eat and share meals together, you know, that's a time where counselors are still teaching them just by how they're entering into the dining hall and taking part of a meal. And we emphasize to boys that manners really are just about thinking about the person next to them. You know, at camp, it's easy to get hot, tired, and hungry, especially at lunchtime. And we just want to be thoughtful about the people around us. We want to be thoughtful about the people that are serving. And I will say, Glenn and I try really hard just to keep up good communication with counselors about food and their boys, and then also just in a lot of communication with the kitchen staff. You know, I think, again, one of the biggest lessons that your boys are going to take away from camp is just learning to advocate from them for themselves. And our counselors, again, they sit at the same table the entire term, and that's really strategic just because they are going to know the patterns of the boys. They're going to know the mood of their boys and be able to tell, you know, if someone, they'll notice if someone doesn't feel well or if they're not eating as much. But it's also just like we are with our own children, that sometimes we're going to miss things. And so if a boy is not feeling well in the dining hall, or especially if he is not feeling like he's getting enough to eat, just that you remind their boys, your boys, to speak up about that. But we do try and keep things on the table that are appealing to boys, things that they might eat in their own home, but also giving them options outside of the hot meal that's served. There's always a hot meal that's coming out, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but there are going to be things like sandwiches or cereal, salad bar, things like that, that they can supplement if it's not something that they prefer. But we have found that boys are not going to go hungry. They are going to try something. We have so many campers that leave camp and their moms are like, I can't believe they ate okra or whatever it might be.
There really is a power of kind of positive peer pressure at the yes. table sometimes when you get a group of boys together. But just so we're clear, we never make any boy eat something they don't want to eat while they're at camp. So we try to provide alternatives, and we are very comfortable dealing with boys that might be a little pickier on their eating habits. Yes. That's no problem at all. Carter, I'll mention briefly too about campers that might have food allergies. This is something that we are very used to working with parents on, and Ms. Gale and our kitchen ladies are happy to discuss any food allergy concerns you might have for your son. And so I would say the best way to do that would be to contact the office, and they can set up, get you in touch with Gale and set up a conversation. But we are very prepared to deal with all sorts of food allergies. We do really want to focus on those that are serious medical allergy issues as our top priority. And so let us know if you have any of those questions, but we do have alternatives to offer in terms of food allergies. And so lastly, I would just say to wrap up the food, it is obviously a big deal at Alpine, and the dining hall really is the centerpiece of camp, just gathering the entire community. Three times a day, the entire community gathers in the dining hall for meals, for conversation, for announcements, a lot of times for skits and fun celebrations, birthday celebrations. It's just a great time three times a day for us to all connect, and really is fun to see boys having conversation without phones, unplugged, with counselors and with campers. And also, like you alluded to, Carter, learning how to kind of delay what is all our natural bent towards being selfish and wanting to grab the food, but delay that gratification and have to wait to eat with the family.
Glenn, moving on from food, we can talk about the medical side of camp. Many of you know that at Alpine, we have three nurses and a camp physician on site at all time. They actually stay at camp right behind the dining hall in our infirmary. Many of them are camp moms and dads, so they also are going to come at this from not just a medical perspective, but also from a parent perspective. And I will emphasize that while your boys are here, Glenn and I are going to make decisions with them, always coming from the perspective of what would we do with our own children. That's one of the first questions that pops in our head is what would we do with our girls? Our infirmary is stocked with all kinds of supplies from Band-Aids to over-the-counter meds. We've got all the first aid supplies really well stocked, and we have a head nurse who does a great job of just making sure the infirmary staff is good to go on all of that. Our nurses will be the ones to dispense all of our medication at the infirmary. Nothing is kept in the cabin. This is just due to our ACA regulations. Glenn, do you want to talk about just some tips for meds as they get ready to send their boys off?
Yeah, for sure. And just a few things we want to ask of you. All of your medications that you bring for your son need to be in their original labeled bottles that have the doctor's orders with instructions. And if you would, please make sure that you actually go to the CampMinder form that's the medication instructions and fill that out, because our nurses utilize that to know how and when to distribute those meds to your son in the summer. And the boys will just run right up to the infirmary after a meal and grab that med and be on their way. So no need to bring over-the-counter medications. As Carter said, we are fully stocked with any kind of over-the-counter medicine that your son would need while he's here. So leave any over-the-counter meds at home. The same goes for vitamins and supplements. We would encourage you to leave those at home unless they are absolutely necessary for your son. Most boys that need a sleep aid at night, like melatonin, they're getting so much physical activity at a day at Alpine that they sleep like a baby at night. So they really just don't need the melatonin. So if you can do without the vitamin or supplement, that will save him a trip to the infirmary and get him back out in camp after a meal playing with his boys. If there are medications that you have that are liquid form, we would ask that you try it, if at all possible, from your pharmacy to get those medications in a chewable form. It's just so much easier for a boy to get that chewable form real quick and then be out of the infirmary. The liquid just gets so messy. And so please try that. And then emergency medications. We know that some of you will need to send a rescue inhaler for asthma or maybe an EpiPen for severe allergic reactions. You will obviously note that on your health history form for your son. And if you'd like to have a conversation, again, you can contact the office and they'll put you in touch with one of our medical team or with Carter or myself. And of course, he can carry those rescue inhaler or EpiPen with him out in camp or in the cabin if he needs to. And the last tip or kind of request I would add on medication is, if your son, and many, many boys are on these days, take a medication for ADD or ADHD daily during the school year, we would ask you to strongly consider leaving them on that medication for the summer. And this, a lot of times your doctors might recommend they take a holiday from that medication in the summer, but we've really found the high social stimulus of camp activities, cabin inspection, just the interaction they have, it is super helpful for those boys to pick up on the nonverbal cues and to be attentive, like a cabin inspection and then activities with the rules, to have that medication. So please consider leaving them on that. And again, if you'd like to have a conversation about that, please let us know. But those are just some thoughts on medication.
All right, wrapping up our medical section. One of our medical team will call or email you only if your son spends the night in the infirmary, has a prescription called in for him, or if he needs to be referred out to a doctor for further treatment. And then also, it's just really imperative that you emphasize to your son the importance of going to the infirmary if he feels sick or has any bites, rashes, or cuts, and just explaining to him that we are all here to help him stay healthy, but we can only do that if we know about his medical needs. And just again, we have an amazing medical staff that'll be here this summer, and they really care for your boys like they're their own.
Okay, Carter, I think our last topic for today is homesickness. And this is one that we get a lot of questions about, especially from new parents who may be sending your son for the first time to camp. So the first thing I would say about homesickness, and we say this on opening day when we have our first meeting with the entire camp, is homesickness is a very, very normal feeling or emotion that boys get when they come to camp. And what we say on opening day is, everybody misses a little bit of something about home, whether it's your dog or your friends or your parents. And that's very, very normal. And it means that you have good things at home that you miss. So I would just say, if you could partner with us in that conversation before camp, as you discuss them going off to camp, and just try to normalize it and just say it's okay if you're a little sad the first few days. That is very normal. We all miss things about home, and you might even talk about an experience you've had when you've been away from home and missed your spouse or your parents or whatever the case may be. So the best thing you can do is really partner with us to be positive and to encourage them that when they feel homesick, the almost 100% positive cure for homesickness would be for them to tell someone about that. And of course, the best person to do that would be their cabin counselor, but anybody. They could come find us at a meal or find a head counselor and just tell somebody. And that's really hard, especially for boys and men, sometimes to do, is to admit when they're feeling a little down or sad. But it's almost always proven that once you kind of talk about that a little bit with somebody and flesh that out, you just feel 100% better. So that is one of my tips for homesickness. Carter, what would you add?
Well, and I would say in staff training, we're going to be talking a lot about homesickness with our counselors, and they're going to be really well equipped to talk with your boys. And one of the things we're going to encourage them to do is to listen and make these boys feel heard, but to also get them engaged in activity. As Glenn mentioned, it's important to talk about it with an adult that's here. And I also know there are going to be boys that might be a little hesitant at first just to talk with someone they don't know as well. We do see, though, that these counselors work really hard to create trust with their campers, and they're going to open up to their counselors. They are also going to write home to you about it. And if you get, you know, one or two homesick letters, please do not be alarmed. You can respond quickly with a letter that is cheerful and firm. Parental firmness has proven a near positive cure. I would also say Glenn's mom and dad always did a fabulous job. I've gone back and looked at some of the letters they've written him when he was a camper. But his mom always emphasized when she was writing him, even if he wasn't necessarily homesickness, but just how boring home was and how hot it was back in Jackson, Mississippi. And all she was doing was taking his little sister to the grocery store. I think that helps boys know they really aren't missing that much at home. And I think it's also really important that everybody that is sending the child off, that they are all on the same page about camp and positive about it and reassuring the camper that he can do this. He can do something that's really hard maybe for him. If you do get more than one or two letters, and are starting to get concerned, of course, you can reach out to us. You can call our camp office. You can email myself or Thomas Gallagher, who's one of our full-time guys who's also recording this podcast.
Thanks, Thomas.
And our email addresses are all over our website, and the camp office will have those, and we're happy to check in on the situation.
The other thing I would mention, Carter, that you kind of alluded to about homesickness, and this is one of the things about parenting that is, I think, crucial and also really hard for us to do as parents, and this idea of implied capability that I'm borrowing that phrase from our friends David Thomas and Sissy Goff at Raising Boys and Girls, but it's just the idea that how important it is for our children to know and sense that we believe that they have what it takes to do something difficult. And so it just, as you communicate with your son about camp, it is totally okay if you're nervous about them going off to camp. You want to, as much as you can, keep your interaction with them positive and imply to them that you think they're capable of doing it. Now, of course, it's okay maybe to use a friend or a spouse or someone like that to maybe talk about your nervousness about camp, or call us if you want to discuss that. But you really want your child to know that you believe in them and that they're capable of doing this, even if they get a little homesick. And so to that end, I guess the last thing that we would really ask you to do is not make what we call a pickup deal. And that is the idea, if they're expressing concern before camp, they're nervous, to kind of say, oh, you know, it's okay. If you get to camp and you're homesick and you can't do it, then I'll come pick you up. And for one thing, that is the opposite of implied capability, because what they're hearing is mom or dad actually don't think I can do this. They're nervous too that I might not make it. And so for that reason, it's not a great idea. But the other thing on the camp side of it is it makes it really, really hard for the counselors to do their job, because we've just found that if a boy thinks that he has a chance to go home, he just doesn't have the motivation to sort of shed that normal homesickness for the first couple of days and get into camp. So that's just a little tip that I would say, please don't make a pickup deal. And again, we found that most boys, after a day or two, it's very normal to be a little homesick. They get into the routine of camp. We have a very structured environment. We get boys active and doing things, and they make friends, and it really almost always resolves itself within a couple days. So, Carter, anything else you would add on homesickness?
Yeah, Glenn, I would just add, I think you touched on this as well, but as parents, I mean, we've seen this in our own family, we can get homesick for our kids. And I do think camp is such a critical thing for the whole family. And our friend Bill Boyd talks about this, that camp is actually really important for the entire family unit. As our kids get older and we send them off, it's great to have practice of letting our kids go. And trusting the Lord that he is going to take care of them, and also that all these adults that are at camp are going to take care of him. And there's a great book called How to Raise an Adult that talks about the importance of children learning to trust adults outside of their parents. And as Glenn and I have watched boys summer after summer who might struggle a little bit with homesickness, again, none of us wish these hard things on our kids, but it's going through these hard things when they are going to see growth, when they're going to learn things that, you know, they're going to face the rest of their life. And so, I would just say as a parent, we've been in your shoes as you send your boys off. We have sent our own children off, and it is just amazing what they are going to learn, all the intangibles they're going to get out of camp. And again, I just reemphasize, it's kind of like with all the medical issues, when we're dealing with a homesick camper or talking with his counselor, we are always thinking about how would we want our own children to be taken care of. And so just rest assured, they're coming to a place where we've had a long history of taking care of boys. And these counselors, some of them have experienced homesickness. That's going to create a whole level of empathy that they're going to have for your boys. They've all been off at college and have had different experiences with that. And that's going to inform even just their care for your boys. So,
absolutely. And I'll just wrap up this podcast by saying thank you so much for signing up your son for Alpine. You are truly making an investment in their future. And so we're grateful that you have. And thank you for listening to this podcast. And a special thanks to Thomas Gallagher for producing it. And we cannot wait to see you and your boys drive through these front gates in a very short amount of time. So have a great day, and we'll see you soon.